More than tea. We had heard about high tea in London, or more accurately, what most people call high tea, but is really afternoon tea. Either way, we felt like we had to experience it. This isn't something you just walk into. You make a reservation, you show up at a specific time, and you dress for it. I wore a dark blue blazer with an open collar. It felt appropriate, not overdone, but respectful of the experience. Because that's what this is, an experience, and it's not quick. This is not a cup of coffee on the run, not even close. This is a commitment. You sit, you slow down, you settle into it. And over time, real time, you begin to understand what it's about. One of the first things that stood out was the range of tea options. Extensive doesn't quite describe it. Overwhelming might be closer. There were multiple black teas to choose from. Not just the usual names, but elevated versions of them. For example, an Earl Grey, not the one I was familiar with, but one blended with pure bergamot oil from ancient orchards in Calabria. Something you could enjoy with milk, or without milk, or even with a twist of lemon zest. And then there were the teas I had never even heard of. A rare afternoon tea from estates in Malawi and Nepal. A black tea from New Zealand. Another from Japan. Each with its own story, its own origin, its own personality. And that was just the beginning. There were also green teas, oolong teas, white teas, herbal infusions. All of it carefully curated, all of it intentional. At some point, you realize this isn't about picking a drink. It's about entering a ritual. And then it arrives. The three-tiered trays. Oh my gosh. They brought to the table, almost like a presentation, three levels, each carefully arranged. Savories on one level. Scones on another, desserts at the top, everything placed with precision, everything meant to be seen before it was consumed. You almost hesitate to touch it. The sandwiches are simple in concept, but elevated in execution. Coronation chicken on brioche, pickled cucumber with yogurt on white bread, roast beef with English mustard and watercress. Smoked salmon with horseradish, cream cheese, pickled shallots, and lemon. Each one worth slowing down for. And then the scones. Freshly baked, plain and sultana. Served with strawberry jam and Cornish clotted cream. Another moment you don't rush. And then the desserts. Piedmont hazelnut chow. Linzer layers, a pistachio and rose tartlet, lemon and buttermilk cake. Beautifully presented, almost too perfect to disturb. And surrounding all of this, the setting itself. Beautifully engraved china plates, matching teacups, silver teapots, a small strainer used as you pour your tea, catching the loose leaves, leaving the cup clean. And then something even more subtle. On the table, a single red rose. Striking yet simple. I don't know why, but it stood out. It wasn't large or elaborate, just a light touch, but one you couldn't ignore. Nothing here was left to chance. And for Alexis and me, there was also a shared realization. And at one point, almost without saying it, we both felt the same thing. Oh my goodness, this is happening to us. It wasn't just impressive. It was reflective. It made us pause. It made us curious. And more than anything, it made us feel grateful to be there in that moment, sharing that experience. And then one last moment, almost a small one, but it stayed with me. We didn't finish everything, and like I normally would. I thought, do we ask for a container? Do we ask for a doggy bag? But somehow in this setting, that didn't feel like the right language. So instead, I found myself motioning with my hands, trying to communicate what we needed. What they brought back was something else, the best looking doggy bag I've ever seen. A beautifully designed paper container, box-like with a handle, elegant with subtle colors and design. Even in that moment, they didn't break the experience. They elevated it. And that's when it really came together for me. Not just the tea, not just the food, not just the setting, but the consistency. Everything down to the smallest detail was thought through. Nothing was accidental. And maybe that's what made it memorable. Not the luxury, not even the tea itself, but the intention. Because in the end, this wasn't about tea. It was about time. Time to set aside intentionally. Time to sit. Time to talk. Time to reflect. Time to simply be. And in a world that pushes us to move faster, do more, and get on to the next thing, this experience does just the opposite. It asks you to slow down. And if you let it, it gives you something that's increasingly rare, a moment that actually feels like a moment.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.